Hey everybody, it's the 23rd of October, and we are in Pray Today, and I want to take you to the book of Colossians in the first chapter, and I just want to read a little bit about what Paul wrote to the church in Colossae, and he's talking about praying for God's people. And then he says this in verse 10. He says, "And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light." Oh my goodness, we could spend hours talking about those three verses. But I want to back up and focus on one thing he says. He says that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work. Bearing fruit. I love the fruity verses in the New Testament of the Bible. Jesus talks about bearing fruit. Paul talks about bearing fruit, and so obviously it was a pretty common phrase then. What does bearing fruit really mean? Well, if we think about bearing fruit, we don't really talk about those terms in our language today, but it's the same as producing fruit, or in other words, making fruit grow. So creating fruit. How do we create fruit? Well, going back to that verse, it says bearing fruit in every good work. So every good work, everything that we do that's good, we are to bear fruit in it. So does that make the assumption that there are good things we can do that don't bear fruit? Absolutely. When you think about a fruit tree, where does it all start? It all starts with cultivating the land, preparing the land, and God prepares us to do good work, doesn't he? And then the next thing we do is we plant the seed and we water it and we fertilize it. And then as it grows, we prune it. We take off those things. We shed away those things that are not going to bring health to the tree. And when you think about the tree, think about you. You're the tree. And we're to continue to be watered, to grow in our faith. The very next thing says growing in the knowledge of God. So in order to be growing in the knowledge of God, that's the watering that we're doing, the fertilizing we're doing. In order for us to bear fruit or to bear good fruit, then we have to be watered with the living word, with the word of God. We have to be fertilized in our faith in such a way that we are doing things to bring health to ourselves spiritually. Let me ask you this. Are you doing things actively to help you grow in your faith? I've got a cottonwood tree that we planted on our farm, and I so badly want this cottonwood tree to be 80 feet tall, 90 feet tall. I want it to have this beautiful spread of branches and leaves and color, and I want to watch it turn yellow in the fall. I love cottonwoods in the fall. And the other day, I was a little bit discouraged that this cottonwood that we planted a couple years ago, it's just not growing as fast as I thought it should, until I realized that, hey, dummy, it's not growing because you haven't watered it. I've watered it a little bit. I've watered it here and there. I've watered it when it's been convenient, when I already have the hose out, when it's a nice day, when I'm already outside and right around it. But what I've realized is this tree could be so much farther along had I invested in it, had I watered it, had I fertilized it better. And that's so similar to when it comes to us producing fruit in our lives. We can all make a difference. Remember that part? Your Father who has qualified you, God has qualified you to bear fruit. So I want to ask you this. Will you walk into today with a mindset of bearing fruit, creating fruit, things that show who you are in Christ? Would you pray with me? Father, I want to thank you that you have given me gifts and abilities. You've given all of us gifts and abilities. You've given us everything that we need to grow in our faith, to be watered, to have the tree of our life fertilized. Father, to be cared for and pruned, and those things that we know keep us from growing, Lord, we want to prune those. We want to take them away so that we can have healthy growth. Lord, I just pray that as we walk into today, that we would have a desire to provide fruit to others, to show that we are followers of Jesus Christ. Lord, I don't want today to go by and lose opportunities to bear fruit that points to you. Would you help me today, Lord, to bear that fruit? In Jesus' name, amen.